When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, this is it. This is Break the Machine Day. Your chance to do grievous harm to the machine that's run this state since the Civil War, since Reconstruction. Was a Democrat machine up until the late 90s, early 2000s, when key leaders in it flipped their registrations from Democrat to Republican and then largely continued on unabated. So that machine has been in place. The capo, the head of that machine, is Lindsey Graham. And that machine is uniparty to its core. Runs on rogue money. Very much open borders. And you can see that in the absolute lack of interest in any kind of immigration enforcement of any kind and the runaround they give you when you suggest they should do what Florida does, what Trump's asked them to do. It's been a year now since Pam Evatt came on the show and said they were going to open Palmetto Penn. Remember that? That was back when Alligator Alcatraz was popular in Florida. You seen Palmetto Penn open? No. No, you haven't. What you did see was the state participating in that Abbeville immigration raid last week, right before the election. You elect these people, you're never going to see that again. And you know what else is going to happen? I'm going to make a prediction, too. Lindsey, the current version of Lindsey Graham 5 or 6.0 that you're seeing right now, the conservative who's generally on Trump's side, he wins this primary today, and tomorrow's going to be a whole new day. We're going to go back to the Lindsey Graham that flew with Democrat Amy Klobuchar over to Ukraine and stood there in Ukraine and said that Russia had taken over Ukraine and America. Russia had invaded Ukraine and America, and that that Donald Trump's win was Russian influence and it was illegitimate. That Lindsey Graham will be back tomorrow. If he wins the primary, and he's going to be a nightmare. He's usually well-behaved a year or two before the election. Lindsey Graham, who went on Fox News and other news channels again and again, threatening Donald Trump, you better cooperate with this federal investigation into Russiagate, or there's going to be hell to pay. You're going to have to face the Senate. You're going to have all kinds of problems. And we now know he knew it was fake. He and John McCain were even moving some of the fake materials it was based on. That's the real Lindsey Graham. He'll be back tomorrow if he wins this primary. He's going to be a nightmare for the next 3 years. That's who he is. So you can decide today who you want to be on the ballot. Okay, Alan Wilson has called in here, Lee. Let's get him on the air. Good morning, Attorney General.
Hey, Tara, I apologize. Did not have a cell coverage for about a minute or two.
Okay, I was surprised, man. You're going to leave me hanging on
election day? No, ma'am. I was waiting for that cell coverage to come in, but it's great to be on your show again. Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
Absolutely. And since we're already a few minutes into this segment, I'm letting all of the candidates, Alan Wilson, this morning, come on the show last 2 days and just make their final pitch, talk directly to voters who are maybe even on their way to the polls. So let's do that. Why are you the best candidate in the Republican primary?
Tara, first off, I want to thank you. I want to thank the voters of South Carolina for allowing me to serve as your attorney general. I mean, over the last 15 years, I've overseen the prosecution of thousands of drug traffickers, violent criminals, child predators, corrupt officials. People talk about dodging fraud, waste, and abuse from government. I've recovered over $2 billion as attorney general. I received the endorsement of 80% of the Republican sheriffs in South Carolina because of my efforts to combat criminals and support public safety. I've sued the Biden and Obama administrations hundreds of times to defend your rights. I fought the COVID vaccines. I fought to support life. I fought to defend the right of parents to raise their children that they want. I've defended President Trump in court and had hundreds of thousands of dollars spent against me to try to take my law license. So, Tara, the voters out there need to know that I have already demonstrated the courage and the ability to fight for you. As your next governor, I will bring that same fight with me. As a 30-year combat veteran who has led soldiers in combat and risked his life, and as a career prosecutor who has fought to protect you, you have my word and my commitment that I will do that as the next governor. Folks, this is a job interview. The office of governor belongs to you, and I'm asking you to hire me. I do not expect you to give me your vote. I have to earn it. Others expect you to coronate them, but my expectation is that you will give me the opportunity to go work for you and to serve you. Tara, thank you so much for what you do on this program. You have been a voice for so many people who often don't feel they have a voice, and it means a lot to me that you would allow me to share on this platform with your listeners.
Alan Wilson, okay, congratulations. You've just been elected governor. You're moving the furniture in. You can't wait to get started. What is the first thing that you do?
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, first off, Tara, I'm going to go back. The first thing I do is going to be done long before I move the furniture in. The first thing I do is the day after the election. It's the assembly of the transition team. How you transition from one administration to the next really sets the stage for the next 4 years. Championships aren't won during the regular season after I take the oath. It's won in the preseason. That's in the 2 months leading up to it. It's putting together our legislative agenda, putting the right people, removing the bad actors in government, putting in the new personnel that are going to implement the policies that we need to reform our government, to modernize our government. And so it's going to be that 2 months after the election in November where the real changes are going to begin. And we're going to set the stage to reduce your property taxes, eliminate the income tax, dodge fraud, waste, and abuse from government, implement new technologies, promote a kids first education agenda, giving parents maximum choice, and then obviously reforming our judicial system, how we elect judges. These things will all be set in the months leading up to my inauguration.
You're going to run into, as will any governor, who wants to get rid of the income tax and reduce property taxes. You're going to run into the buzzsaw that is the Senate. We just saw their body of work knocking a congressional district to the Democrats. What's your plan to deal with those guys?
Well, first off, the governor, the office of governor, when it's used properly, can be an incredible bully pulpit to get things done. Obviously, you know, I like Governor McMaster. I respect him. I believe he loves our state. But I believe the office of the governor and its bully pulpit has been underutilized. I believe that the governor should be leading from the front, not sitting behind his desk saying, send me a good bill to sign or I will veto bad bills. You need to be out there. And when we talk about the Senate, we're not talking about the entire Senate. We're talking about a handful of senators with the power to stop a good bill from going in, like the redistricting bill. So really, if we all work together and the governor leads from the front, you can go after those few senators who are preventing real progress, real change, and real reform from being implemented. You know, that's what South Carolina needs, strong, bold leadership, not someone waiting for a bill to come to their desk, but someone leading from the front. And that's what I've done as a soldier, and that's what I will do as governor.
And that's what McMaster, to be fair, has not done. He has not called these people out by name. He's not gone to their districts. He's not held them accountable. And that's what it will take. Will you be willing to do that? Call some of these guys out by name, campaign against them? Because it's what it's going to take.
No, absolutely. I mean, it has to be. I mean, look, I will sit down with them first. I mean, you start off with the conversation.
Sure.
And then when the conversation doesn't go anywhere, then you go to action. But you just can't sit behind your desk waiting for people to come to your way of thinking. You know, Colin Powell wants to find leadership as the ability to get people to do what you want them to do because they want to do it. And you can get them to want to do something by A, giving them ownership of it at the very beginning and letting them take credit for partly your idea, and then they will take care of it just as much as you will. The other way to do it is to put the fear of God in them. And then they'll come around to your way of thinking. That is what has made Donald Trump so effective as an influencer in our political discourse. So that is what I will do as governor.
Alan Wilson, anything else you want to add? Last 30 seconds?
Well, listen, I want to say to everyone listening out there, thank you so much for the honor and the privilege to serve as your attorney general. I'm not a perfect person, and I won't be a perfect governor. I tell people I'm not running to be your pastor. I'm not running to be your savior. Someone else has that job. I'm running to be your governor. I may not be perfect, but I will always be accountable to you, and I will always be accessible to you, and I will fight for you and your families. Thank you so much, Tara, for giving me this opportunity, and I really appreciate you very much.
Thank you very much. Alan Wilson, where can folks find your campaign?
Our campaign is wilsonforsc.com, wilsonforsc.com, and we do expect to be in the runoff tomorrow morning.
All right. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.